it is that time of the week where we do Wayne's 4x2 pop culture review. Now, if by chance this is the first time you are tuning in on a Thursday at this time, Wayne is our entertainment guru. And each week he gives us four reviews of 2 minutes each about the latest, whether it's films, music, TV series. Wayne has the lowdown. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Pretty good, yeah. Actually quite busy with work gearing up for some sales next week. So we had to postpone quite a few things, but sort of gearing back up to some normality. So normally this time of year is a bit quiet, but it's actually quite busy. So it's good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's good. I watched your Leave No Trace.
Oh, yeah,
And the acting is phenomenal in it.
Yeah.
Isn't it just the acting is phenomenal?
It's such, it's truly great. And I think Ben Foster, as I said last week, is just one of those underrated actors.
Yes.
I've loved him in everything. And Thomasin McKenzie is really great. And I just thought it was a beautiful film. And it's sort of a bit sad in parts, but
yes,
sort of uplifting with
when
they joined that community. I think it's just a beautiful film. And
as
I said, it didn't get the... The widespread
acclaim or launch last
year. Yeah, that it deserved. Yeah, they get those small films get lost sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we won't hog up this week's content with that. But if you tuned in last week, and you heard us talking about Leave No Trace.
Yes.
It's a film. I highly recommend you go see it. All right.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
What have we got for this week?
Okay, first up is a TV show called Insecure.
Yep.
That I'd love to talk about. It's another quality HBO product, which you can get here on Foxtel. Just recently finished season four, 10 episodes in total. Over the four seasons, there's 34 episodes in total. So do recommend, if you really want to dive into it, to go back to the start. But hopefully, if you've sort of caught up, then just watch season four. This is created and starring Issa Rae, a really great comedian in the US. I guess the show is a slash comedy slash drama. And it's basically about Issa and Molly, two best friends. They're approaching their 30th. And I guess basically it's just how they're juggling their lives, their careers, their relationships, how they're coping with life. It's set in LA. And I guess it's for a bigger show, it's not great to see two African-American women as the starring roles, giving them their experience in the show. It's not overtly political, but it does enough there to make points on how they are perceived in the world, which I guess at the moment is incredibly topical. But, this show came out about 4 years ago. It features a lot of really, really great music, a lot of great cinematography, shows off LA in a beautiful way. And the other interesting part about it, and here's a quote from Issa Rae before the show started. She said, "We're just trying to convey that people of colour are relatable. This is not a hood story. This is about regular people living life." So I guess you want to get away from the stereotype. These are just people having, careers. They have the same issues, relationships. And it's just a beautifully well-made drama with quite a lot of funny moments in well. As I said, features great music. She really shows off LA. And Issa Rae, as I said, who basically writes, directs, stars in it, is just a great talent.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's an HBO production that we can get on Foxtel.
Yes, Insecure.
Perfect. Position number two.
Number two is a film that I saw recently and I really, really loved. It's called The Vast of Night. This is a very, very small budget film that Amazon Prime bought about a year ago, and they just released it recently. So you can catch it here on Prime Video. I would say it's a small wonder of a film. I was just blown away by it. It's the first film for a guy called Andrew Patterson, who basically financed the film himself. He used to work for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he made commercials, made shorts, and he got enough money to make this film. And he made it for the amount of $700,000, which in film standards is incredibly low.
That is incredibly low. That is incredibly low.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a lot of money, but for a film, a feature film, that is a really low amount of money. And he filmed it all in Texas, but it's actually set in 1950s New Mexico. It sort of starts off like you're watching a TV episode, like if you're watching an episode of The Twilight Zone, and then you sort of dive into the TV and it opens up into this glorious film. And it centers around two characters in this very small town, Everett, who's the DJ, and Faye, who runs the local switchboard and is a high school student. And one night when the whole town is watching a local basketball game, they're in their positions and they get this strange sound emanating through the switchboard and through the radio, and they go on a night of trying to discover where it comes from. So it's sort of sci-fi, Twilight Zone, 1950s. But what I loved about it is just the great energy it has. It's just really, I just feel enlivened by watching it. And it really, even though it's a very small budget film, it plays quite large. It's beautifully shot. There's a lot of amazing panning shots where you're sort of following the action, so that you can see that the guy, even though he didn't have a big budget, has a big eye for film. So,
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So we can. So it's The Vast of Night, and we can catch it on Prime Video here.
That's right. Yeah. And the other thing I loved about it is it's really pure storytelling. So it's not obviously with the budget. There's no real special effects. It's more about storytelling. And there's one scene in particular where basically they're talking to someone over the radio, and the screen goes black, and all you can hear for about 2 or 3 minutes is the conversation. And I was just entranced by it. So it's a very small film.
That's really clever. That's really clever filmmaking, isn't it?
Definitely.
When you don't have the budget, you've got to figure out ways of
making
impact, don't you?
Yeah. You make do with what you've got, and I think that's the mark of a person that can really... is innovative and creative, and it's just really beautifully made. Obviously, the budget, there's no big stars in it. It's just a really, really lovely film, and I really highly recommend it.
Awesome. Okay, Vast of Night, Amazon Prime Video by Andrew Patterson.
Yes.
Awesome. Number three.
Number three is a show that I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because it's a show I love called Killing Eve, which is a BBC drama. Now in its third season, it's all available here on ABC iView. There's 8 episodes in each season. It just concluded season 3. I guess you could call this a spy drama, a dazzling spy drama set in Europe. The main character, or the two main characters, are Eve, who's played by Sandra Oh. She works at MI6, the spy agency, I guess you could say. And the other main character is Villanelle, who's like this elusive Russian assassin played brilliantly by Jodie Comer. So from the first season, they're sort of playing cat and mouse, trying to track each other. And Villanelle is just an amazing creation. She's like a fashion icon. She's also a cold-blooded killer. It's darkly funny in parts. And as I said, just finished season 3. And the other part about the show, I guess, even though they're chasing each other, they develop this very strange relationship. I don't know if it's an admiration thing. I guess they're intrigued by each other, and that's the other, I guess, layer to the show. And like any of these great sort of British dramas set in Europe, it really shows off, the great European cities in a great way. You see a lot of London, you see Paris and Barcelona and Moscow, etc. It's just a really delightful show. I think the first season's probably the strongest, but the second and third season is still really, really worth a watch.
It's interesting. I got a couple of episodes, like when it first launched, I got a couple of episodes in, and I found it really gory. Like, but I'm particularly sensitive. Like,
okay.
I can't cut up raw chicken, right?
Oh, so, okay.
So,
I would agree. Yeah.
Is it still that? Like, is that just me, or is it kind of gory?
I think it's probably come down a bit on that. I guess. Being assassinations, and she does some pretty grisly killings. I think it's still like that, but I sort of found in season 3 there's probably not as much. There's still definitely killings. So if you're turned off by that, maybe don't give it a watch, but it's probably lessened a bit. And I think in the season 3 they go a bit more deeply into the personal lives of the other characters in the show. So it's probably a little bit less, but, you know, Villanelle's still a killing machine, so there's still a few grisly bits in it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so that's on. We can. Is it ABC or SBS? Oh my god.
ABC. ABC. Okay. ABC iView. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. Then in our fourth position for the week, Wayne, what do we have?
This is an album I really liked. Just came out very recently. It's by a local artist. Now, I'm not sure how you pronounce it because it's E444E.
We've got that. We're playing them as well, and I get it wrong all the time. Well,
okay, so I'm not sure.
It's four E's, like in the notes E's. That our music producer, our music director, Steph, she yes. has little notes kind of in here sometimes of how you pronounce things. And in brackets, she has pronounced four E's.
Oh, that does make sense, yeah, because I was thinking it doesn't really fly off the tongue if you say E444E. So four E's
does
make more sense. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad you gave me that info. But I'm really enjoying this album. It's a debut album from this artist. His name is actually Romy Church. He's from Newcastle. He's only 22. He had a couple of EPs in the last couple of years. And now this is his debut album on Spunk Records. And I'm really, really enjoying it. I did read that he said the name doesn't really mean anything. He just liked the way it looked and sounded. And I really like the way this sounds. He wrote and produced the entire record by himself. A lot of his first couple of EPs were quite electronic, but he's blended a lot more acoustic sounds into this. So I guess it's sort of a low-key, lo-fi blend of electronic and acoustic. And a lot of people have compared him to Animal Collective, which I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, yeah.
And I can sort of see sounds like that with the sort of the bits of acoustic and the bits of electronic and just the sort of odd sounds he makes and the ambient sounds. I can see a bit of that. And I'm a huge Animal Collective fan, so that sort of draws me in. There's 10 songs on the album. As I said, probably the standout song is a song called Wolves, which was, I think, the first single released off the album. So definitely a really great young talent, all done by himself, and really, really enjoying it. If you just like something that's just a little low-key, good, nice little melodies, and a lot of interesting sounds he's made on this record.
That's awesome. Wayne, thank you so much for your time this week. We will link all of that info to the show notes on the 2SER website.
Yes.
And you have a fabulous week. Good luck with the busyness at work.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot. Great to hear you. Great to be on the show again, Lily.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you
next
week. Bye.
Yeah, bye.